Bitterly huddled in his plastic seat, he sweatily took a look at his surroundings. Greasy snakes, dried husks, horrifically poised horses in nice dresses. No good ideas or suggestions, he thought to himself.
I must insist that my brain lobby my feet and thighs pass in motion to carry out motion and turn and leave this place.
Excellent! Excellent choice!
His call was ignored and he remained shriveled in his sticky berth. Eyes widened as a bizarrely costumed chimp popped slowly forth. Glee dribbling from its eyes.
Good answer, well done, sir, well done, sir, well done!
Galvanized, our narrator began to struggle to his feet, but too late. Eyes met and the creature shuffled over.
Excellent!
No, you can't borrow my glasses.
Narrator exclaimed as a furry hand emerged upon his face.
Get your fingers out of my hair! Get your tongue out of my drink! Leeches, leeches!
Now listen!
Thought to himself, the image has shifted.
I have literally no desire to instruct or even advise.
Get out, so well done, so well done, so well done!
The monkey had disappeared. He continued sweating and mopping and barely coping, wiping the excess fluid onto his jacket cuff, leaving a dark mark. He had a sudden urge to go fishing.
Now listen! Well, I'm not trying to change your opinion. Your voice. I don't wanna put the doubt in your mind. In my head, well, you're just fine. Excellent choice.
Excellent choice.
Excellent choice. Excellent choice.
A large part of his sanity eroded by what his eyes had confronted with every turn. Our narrator moved nervous to the drinks table. A slime suffered from a tentacle, reached out tentatively to offer him a refreshment. He grudgingly accepted it before lifting his hand from the jacket pocket in which it rested to slap away any failure of glasses. He made his way back to the clean plastic seat and placed his drink on the floor next to his right shoe and shut his eyes.